He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday live edition. It's the June 28th. It's the quarter ending edition. It's the halfway point in the year for the market. Today the quarter ends for all publicly traded companies. They close their books and they call in the bean counters. And when the bean counters are done counting the beans, hopefully there's some beans left over when all is said and done. Because if there's not any beans left over, then they have a loss. And if there's a lot of beans left over, and if there's more beans left over than originally anticipated, you'll see the stock bolt higher. Well, we have a down day. We have a triple-digit down day today. We're still under a red flag warning, as far as I'm concerned, right now in the market. And I'll explain why here in a moment. We've got the Dow down 120 points right now. We're back under 15,000, doggone it. Doesn't look like we're going to hit the halfway point above that 15,000 level. We're at 14,903. The S&P 500 is hanging on to 1,600, which to me has been a pretty critical support level. It's toying with it, it's playing with it, but it's holding. I mean barely, but it's holding. The S&P is down 11 points today to 1,601. The NASDAQ is down 18 to 3,383. The euro is at 1.30. I think I see the problem with the market today. We've got the 10-year yield trickling upwards again, 4 basis points this morning, 2.53. Listen, we're up a full, 1.25 points off the low now, and the bond market continues to get smashed. Gold down $16 an ounce. Talk about smashed, $11.95 on gold. I haven't owned any gold for over a year. Don't blame me. Oil up 9 cents to $95.70. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in what could be a very hot southwest city today, San Diego, California. I talked to my wife yesterday who is on her way from San Diego, driving through the desert, through Las Vegas, through Utah, through Nevada, and heading for Idaho. She got a flat tire in Baker, California. That's the place where they have the big thermometer. And we were on the phone there until we got help for her and got her back on the road. The temperature in Baker yesterday was just a cool 118. They're expecting this weekend 122 and maybe as high as 130 degrees. You know what? I don't think I've ever been in 130 degrees. I live right on the water in San Diego, and you know, when it gets over 75, I start getting a little uncomfortable. But this weekend, supposed to be a scorcher. We have the Dow, again, at under 15,000 once again. Now, what's going on with the market? Well, 7 months in a row of a market that has been raging higher, right? A raging bull. I don't think there's any other term for it other than a raging bull. It doesn't look like we're going to make it this month. As June ends, I haven't done the numbers myself, but I've heard it several times that this month will not be a positive month. That ends the streak. In other words, the momentum, the upwards trend has been taken away from the market for now. However, we have to step back. That upwards trend in the market has ended, and in fact, we're in a downtrend in the market right now. That's why I put up the red flag last week. That's why I put up the yellow flag 4 weeks ago. We've been in a downtrend, believe it or not, in the market since May 22nd. So 5 weeks now. 5 weeks we're creating a downtrend. But now let's step back and look at a 2 or 3 year chart of the market and see how this 5 or 6 week downtrend looks in the overall scheme of things. In the overall scheme of things, the S&P hit 666 back in March of 2009, and it's been in a primary uptrend ever since. And as we sit here today, with the year half gone, the primary uptrend, otherwise known as a bull market, you always wonder, what do they mean by bull market? What is the exact description, definition of a bull market? From my perspective, it's a primary uptrend, not a one-week uptrend, not a one-month uptrend, not a three-month uptrend, the primary uptrend over a significant period of time. And if you look back and draw a line in the market from March, that 6-6 low, to today's 1600, you'll see that we've never broken that trend line. We're still in a primary uptrend. However, along the way, within a primary uptrend, we have secondary trends, right, that go counter to the primary trend. Right now, that's what we're in. We're in a downtrend that is still contained within the primary trend, but the secondary trend within this primary trend right now is down. I mean, you can see it very, very clearly if you pull up a chart. In fact, in my newsletter this weekend, I will have a nice little channel line drawn that shows the downtrend that we've been in for the last 6 weeks. Now, what does that mean for your portfolio? Well, number one, I handle this market just like I handle any other market. I rank the asset classes every single day. There's 45 of them that I rank, and I measure and I find out what are the best asset classes, and conversely, what are the worst asset classes. For the last year, that's helped me very much, because gold has been one of the worst asset classes, and I've avoided gold. And that's been a good decision, hasn't it? Gold is under $1,200 right now. People are getting clobbered in gold. They've been sold a bill of goods that look golden on the outside, but is crumbling on the inside, all right? Measuring those asset classes warned me 6, 7, 8 months ago to flee from the bond market. In other words, get off the railroad tracks, because a freight train was coming. And guess what happened? The bond market got broadsided by a freight train, didn't it? There's been a severe damage in the bond market. I was on a show as a guest on Money Radio in Phoenix yesterday, and we debated. And I took the strong stance that over the next several years, I believe that the bond market entered into a bear market 1 year ago, and it remains in a bear market, and it's going to be a long protracted bear market in the bond market. Now, if you want to stick with your asset allocation, go ahead. There's people that stubbornly do things instead of admitting that they're wrong. I wrote an article about Apple still being dead money. I sold Apple at 637 because I have an exit strategy on stocks. I can tell when stocks are giving up the ghost, when the run is over, when the air is coming out of the tires, when the chart is rolling over. You need to run when that starts to happen. That started to happen in the bond market 2 or 3 months ago. And once in a while, not very often, I'll read the comments on my article. Usually it's just, you know, I don't know. Look, a lot of idiots out there, in other words. One guy says, I love dead money. I'm just having so much fun in my Apple, it's dead money. He's probably writing calls on it or whatever and collecting a pittance. I don't love dead money. Why would I love dead money? I want my money moving upwards and growing and gaining ground and hitting new highs. I had another guy argue with me. He says, why wouldn't you buy Apple now that it's at the downside of its trend? It's at the bottom of its sideways trend. Because I buy into strength. I don't buy into weakness. If it's at the downside, the bottom of its trend, which is at about 400 or so, how do you know it's going to hold that trend line? You're buying at its weakest moment, right? At or near new 52-week lows. Why do I want to buy into weakness? I look at the momentum grade on my app, Best Stocks Now, and the momentum grade of Apple is an F+. Why would I want to buy an F+ momentum grade? No thanks. I combine performance and momentum with valuation. I cannot argue the valuation case for Apple. It is an undervalued stock. But the performance is horrible. The chart is horrible. When I have 3,400 stocks to choose from, doesn't it make more sense to have everything going with the stock I buy? A powerful stock chart. Momentum, performance, outperforming the rest of the market, and still undervalued. Why do I want to invest in a stock that just possesses one out of three? That just doesn't make much sense to me. Well, we are in a little bit of a downtrend here in the market. I put up a yellow flag 4 weeks ago. Last week, I put up a red flag. Having said that, I'm still about 80% invested. And here's what I'm invested in.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, I have a red flag flying on the market. I put it up last week for the first time, probably over 1 year. That doesn't mean I'm completely out of the market. I'm not one of these drama queens or drama queens. It's either all in or all out. I look at my individual stocks on a daily basis. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was rattling off some of the stocks that his money manager had him in. And the money manager's a pretty well-known guy, you know. He's been around a long time, probably manages quite a bit of money. And he rattled off some of the names, and I thought to myself, boy, that's a name I sold several months ago. I can't believe he's still in that name. AZZ would be an example. AZZ is a stock that did really well for me. I remember when AZZ was the number one ranked stock in my Best Stocks Now app. It peaked at about $50 per share, and it started to roll over. And it started to lose its mojo. And the chart started to look horrible. And I got out of it. I took a profit in AZZ. That was, you know, like wait, back in the spring of this year. And now here we are 4 or 5 months later, and this guy still owns AZZ. I can't figure it out. It's a terrible stock chart, breaking down. Tells me that there's something missing from that strategy. And he rattled off a couple of others. There were some that I own, but it rattled off a couple others, and they were stocks that fell apart a long time ago. You know what? Everybody has a different sell discipline. Everybody has to decide for themselves. Some people have no sell discipline. When should a stock be sold? Well, I'm just going to tell you how I do it. You can find the 99 more opinions on when a stock should be sold that are in variance with what I think. But here's what I think. For what it's worth, I rank 3,400 stocks on a daily basis. You know, these rankings stay in place for a long time. It's not like a stock is number 3 today and number 1,500 tomorrow. Well, that could happen, but something severe would have to happen. These trends remain in place for quite some time. Take, for instance, the trend in the healthcare stocks, the medical-related stocks, which includes pharmaceuticals, which includes biotechs, which includes medical device makers, generic drug makers, etc. That trend has been in place now for well over a year. And so my top 200 out of 3,400 stocks has been heavily weighted in that area. Healthcare stocks, that sector, that ETF, I believe it's IYH, has been one of the leading ETFs, sector ETFs, for quite some time. That's still a strong sector. But there's going to come a time when it won't be the leading sector. I've seen many times when the healthcare stocks were very poor stocks to be in. I remember back in the Clinton era when Hillary started rattling her saber at the HMOs, the wheels came off the bus of the HMOs. They were some of the worst stocks that you could have owned. In this environment that we're in right now, the HMOs are continuing to be very, very robust. But at some point in time, the wheels will come off the bus. What will start to happen? The ranking will start to go down because half of that ranking is performance and momentum. And even though the valuation may still be there, when the performance and the momentum start to stall out, and I'm talking short-term performance, intermediate-term performance, and long-term performance, when that momentum starts to fall on a relative basis against the other 3,400 stocks, that's going to start dragging the rank of the stock lower. And I notice this. Part of my spreadsheet that I go through every day, I look at the stocks. I look at their ranking history, where it was a year ago, where it was 6 months ago, where it was 3 months ago, where it was a month ago. Is it rising in rank or is it falling in rank? A stock falling in rank is a big red flag to me. Okay, number one, talking about my sell discipline here. Number two, the valuation. I watch that valuation. I update my valuations along the way. But eventually stocks, they don't go to the moon. They're not worth some infinite price. There's a price that they're worth. And as they close in on that price, the valuation starts to disappear. And the valuation grade starts to drop. And that can start to drop the stock in rank also. Number three, and to me, this is the final arbiter. By far, the best way to make a decision on a buy or sell is by looking at the stock chart. The stock chart tells me one of four things. Is the stock in a downtrend? No, I don't want to buy a stock in a downtrend. Look at gold, GLD. You want to see what a downtrend looks like? That's a perfect example of a downtrend. Every day I see an article on one of the sites that I write for, why I'm buying gold here. Every day. Making the case for gold. Ad infinitum. I want to vomit when I see this stuff. Because they know that there's this certain amount of gold bugs out there that are looking, hanging, clinging on to hope that somebody's going to say something that's going to make gold turn around. You can't turn around a market force any more than you can turn around a freight train headed for Los Angeles with a load of Nissans. You can't do it. The market will run you over. And that's exactly what it's done to gold bugs. Gold is still in a downtrend. That's number one. I don't buy downtrends. Number two, has it entered into a sideways trend? A sideways trend is one of two things. It's a downtrend that has finally, hopefully, found bottom and starting to bottom out, which I would call Apple in that trend. That's not a good place to buy a stock. That's a stock still getting its sea legs. That's like a fisherman who's been seasick all week and he finally gets back on the ground. He's not going to run right out and get a Big Mac on the way home. He's got to recover, man. He's got to start feeling good. Maybe by Monday he's ready for some oatmeal or something like that. I don't like buying stocks that have just been thrashed and they're entering into a sideways trend. Or they're in a topping out trend. In other words, that uptrend, or let's do number three. Let's call number three an uptrend. As long as that trend is in place, and as long as it's riding that trend, everything's good, right? The ranking is good, the valuation is good, the performance is good, and this is the vast majority of the stocks that I own. When I look at them every day, I see that the ranking is still good, the valuation is still good, the performance is still good, the chart is still good. But when that chart starts to roll over, look out. That's my self-discipline. That's when I get out of the stock and move on. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. And this weekend, like every weekend, I'll be writing my weekly newsletter. It's the newsletter that's told you, warned you in every way possible to flee the bond market. I probably started sending out beating the war drum 6-7 months ago. It's the newsletter that kept you in the market during the fiscal cliff concern, so that we were able to catch this 7-month run in the market that's been quite astonishing. It's the same newsletter that has kept you completely out of gold for well over a year. It's the same newsletter that's completely kept you out of the emerging markets this year. China's down 25%. Emerging markets are down, what, 18, 19%? I mean, you know, I've said it before, but if you're still in bond market, if you're still in emerging markets, if you're still in precious metals, somebody's got to be held accountable. I mean, somebody isn't watching or is not managing or is not monitoring. And I know they're going to tell you, well, stay the course. Well, you know what? How did stay the course work back in 2001? How did stay the course work in 2008? Not so good, did it? If the stock market can sell off like it did, 38% in 2008, 45% back in 2001, why would other asset classes not also be subject to bear markets like that? Why would gold not be subject to a thrashing from time to time? A lot of people think that gold has entered into a long, protracted bear market. Well, it's all I know is it fell out of favor well over a year ago, and it has not been a good place to be ever since. Every asset class has its day in the sun, and it has its day in the woodshed. You don't want to own it while it's in the woodshed. You want to own it while it's having its day in the sun. That's why we begin in the newsletter every week by tracking the asset classes. That's important. I don't believe in a buckets of money strategy. I don't believe in putting money in all these buckets and then just kind of adjusting them every year as time goes by. Other people do believe in it. Everybody has their own way of looking at the market and of managing money. I believe in having your assets in the best bucket at any given point in time. Because a 15% thrashing in the bond market, or what, I'd have to look at what gold, let's see, from the top, gold was about 1900, now it's at 1100. That's about a 35 to 40% drop in gold, okay? And I know people that were heavily weighted in gold. They had the majority of their assets in gold. We've also come to find out that our single-family home can go through a bear market. Real estate can go through a bear market. I just believe in flowing with the markets rather than swimming upstream and trying to fight the currents. Doesn't make much sense to me. But, of course, you need a good guide to guide you through the treacherous waters of the market. You need a lifeguard. You know, when I go fishing in a new area, next week, my son and I are going to fish a lake that we've never fished before. Right now, the striped bass are going off in the lake. They're spawning, big stripers. I hired a guide. He knows the lake. He was there when they built the lake. He knows the structure of the lake. He knows the habits of the striped bass, of where they're at this time of year, where they're not. You know what? It's important to have somebody that knows the territory and can guide you through. Okay, we ended the half here talking about when to sell a stock. Having a sell discipline. Well, let's look at the other side of that equation. I made some new purchases this week. I'm going to talk about just one right now. Thor Industries, THO. In fact, in my article, Is Apple Dead Money?, I gave the example of Apple and why I sold it and why I wouldn't buy it today. And then I used a contrast in the article. I said, on the other hand, I know it's not as sexy and I know it's not as glamorous and I know they're not coming up with the latest device that everybody has to have. But for whatever reason, RV sales are booming right now. Heck, I don't know. Maybe the average retiree doesn't have the kind of money that he had, that he had anticipated on. RVs are pretty cheap vacation if you can afford the gas. Staying in an RV park for $39 a night, it's a lot cheaper than staying in the Hawaii timeshare, you know. So for whatever reason, RV sales are booming. And Thor Industries is booming. But I just recently discovered the stock. I mean, I've known about it over the years, but why did I buy it recently? Well, let's go through the same reasons, only the opposite side of the spectrum of why I would sell a stock as to why I would buy a stock. Number one, I don't buy stocks that are in downtrends. Thor Industries is not in a downtrend. You can look at the chart. I don't buy stocks that are in sideways trends. I wait for a catalyst. Thor Industries has been in the sideways trend since October of last year. Just meandering on down the road. It's not climbing a hill. It's not going down a hill. It's going sideways, right? But what happened? Oh, let's see. What happened in about the beginning of June, about 3 weeks ago? It stopped meandering sideways, and it broke out above its sideways trend. We call that a breakout in this business. It's no longer in a sideways trend. It's hopefully begun a new uptrend. And along the way, the grade started to rise. It started to rise in rank. In fact, let me pull it up on my app here. Let's go to THO and let's look at the rank history. This is important. This is something that we added to the app maybe a year ago. Very powerful. 1 year ago, Thor Industries was number 1,800 out of 3,400. Do you think I had any interest in the stock a year ago? I focus on the top 200. So there's the answer to that question. 6 months ago, it was number 777. And even though that's a lucky number on a slot machine, it's not a lucky number in the stock market. From my point of view, 777. I'm interested in the top 200. 3 months ago, Thor was number 1,600. Still no interest. 2 months ago, 991. Still no interest. 1 month ago, 646. Rising, but nowhere near the top 200. And then somewhere about 3 weeks ago, it all of a sudden hit my top 200. And it broke out to the upside. And I obviously had a little cash on the sidelines. I found a stock that fulfilled my three criteria. Again, there's no guarantee that it will continue on, but I feel like the probabilities and the odds are in my favor here. Number one, it's cheap. Compared to its growth rate of 44% over the last 5 years, the stock is cheap right now. And they're expected to grow by 30% this year and 20% next year. Things are going good. I think their competitor, one of their competitors, Winnebago, also just blew out earnings estimates here recently. So, you know, whatever, there's something going on in this industry that's good right now. The economy, whether it's low interest rates, whether there's dealer incentives, whether it's all these baby boomers that are retiring. We got a neighbor, takes off in his RV. We haven't seen him for 6 months. We bring in his mail every day. He's having a ball. He was an eye surgeon all of his life, and him and his wife took off in the RV. We haven't seen him since. I'm a little worried about him. Oh, we hear from him every once in a while. He's in Alaska. He's in Wyoming. He calls us from Missouri. This guy is having the time of his life in his RV. Sounds like a pretty good life to me. The heck? What am I doing a radio show here for? Huh? Anyways, the stock broke out to the upside. When to buy a stock? Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you when it rises in rank in my app. You're going to say, well, I have to have your app to find good stocks. You use whatever system you want to find good stocks. Okay, you can use the Investor's Business Daily. That's going to tell you the best momentum stocks to buy. You can buy Barron's on the weekend, and that's going to tell you the best value stocks to buy. I don't know anywhere else where you can find the best undervalued stocks that are full of momentum. And they're breaking out to new highs. I couldn't do it without the Best Stocks Now app. Yes, I'm prejudiced. Yes, I'm biased. But it points me in the right direction. What can I say? That's when I buy a stock. And I recently bought THO. It's a good example. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, given an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now, or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com, or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've talked about a lot here during this hour. I mentioned that I still have a red flag flying on the stock market. I've had a green flag flying and my foot on the accelerator for the last year, 9, 10 months. I'd have to look back through the newsletter, but all through the fiscal cliff and everything, all through this 20% run in the market since the last fall. I raised a yellow flag 4 weeks ago because I said the biggest threat to this market is the Fed. And the Fed did indeed rattle their saber. That's when I put up the yellow flag. Now, the Fed's tried to backtrack and take back. Well, we didn't really mean it that way. Well, you know what? The damage has been done. You now have interest rates at 2.5% on the 10-year. When it was 1.25% about a year ago, got down that low. So we're 1.25%. Interest rates have doubled over the last 12, 13, 14, 15 months, something like that. Probably the year. I think the bond market finally topped out about a year ago today. All right. So that takes a little bit of wind out of the stock market. And the stock market, if you look at it, since I put up the yellow flag, has been in a downtrend for the last 4 or 5 weeks. But it's a downtrend that has not affected the bigger primary trend. The market is still in a bull market. We're in a secondary reaction within a primary uptrend, otherwise known as a bull market. It's a time to be cautious on the one hand. On the other hand, when the market pulls back, we also look for some good buys. And I talked about one that I made here a little while ago. We talked about what your sell discipline is. If you didn't sell your bonds 9 months ago, you missed it. You didn't have a sell discipline. Your person didn't have a sell discipline. If you got whacked in 2001, if you got whacked in 2008, there was no sell discipline. If you didn't sell gold back at $1,600, $1,700 per ounce, you don't have a sell discipline. I went over what my sell discipline is. You know, each and everybody's got their own thing. Some people have no sell discipline. Stay the course is what they say. And I say, well, how did that serve you in the past? How did staying the course do for you? All right. On the other hand, we did a buy discipline. When do you buy something? When do you buy an asset class? There will come a time, I believe, in the future when gold will be a buy again. I'm going to wait for that downtrend to finally end at some point in time, which it will. Who knows where it will finally land? 800? 900? I don't know. It will go sideways. It will build support again. It will get rid of all the weak holders in gold. It will pick up new holders that want to make money in gold. And eventually gold will start a new uptrend, and it will start rising in rank against others. I buy into strength. I don't buy into weakness. My buy discipline is basically opposite of my sell discipline, right? Okay, now let's complete the loop here. Once you buy something, what is your responsibility along the way? And here's where you have to make a decision. Do you have the time? You don't leave your kids alone over the weekend and go off on a 3-day trip if they're 7, 8, 9-year-old kids. One lady did it here in San Diego, and I don't think she's out of prison yet, but that's not a good thing to do. You hire a babysitter to watch your kids. I guess you could say I'm a professional babysitter. That's what I am. I'm a professional babysitter. I look at these kids every single day. I check to see if they got a runny nose. I check to see if they need some vitamins. I check to see if they're healthy. I check to see if I need to call 911. The kids stop breathing. That's not good. I check to see, you know, just how they're behaving. Most times, 90% of my day is filled with looking at a stock and saying, it looks okay. We can move on. Here's the problem. If you're doing it yourself, maybe you're retired, but maybe you go away. You got on the golf course for a couple of days, spend a couple of days with the boys golfing or whatever. You go away and you come back. What happened to that one? How did I miss that? Well, I mean, you have to decide whether you want to be the babysitter or whether you want to hire a babysitter. I'm a babysitter for hire, I guess you could say. But I'm more than that. I mean, I find the stocks that are performing, the assets that are performing in this environment, and I babysit them. And when it's time to move on, we move on. So anyways, I'll be publishing the newsletter again, as I do every weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com, or you can give us a call here at Gunderson Capital Management, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Okay, Craig Brock, it's been, you know what, I think I'm going to sleep in tomorrow morning. It's been a wild and woolly week. I'm sure you've been stretched to the max with worries and the concerns, and we're getting a little bump up in interest rates again here, and I thought the Fed kind of clarified their position yesterday. It didn't seem to be helping.
Well, a couple of basis points on the 10-year Treasury is not a big deal. The big question that's being asked is, did Bernanke blow it, or did the market interpret things wrong? We have Jeffrey Gundlach of Double Line Capital and Bill Gross that believe that treasuries have made their move. We have had a rally, though, Bill, in the bond market, in the MBS market anyways, over the last couple of days, over 150 basis point improvement. These jumbo mortgages have come back to earth. They've come back to 4.25% without paying points for a jumbo.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, that's good. So there's some relief there in the mortgage markets. The mortgage rates have come back a little bit. It's just, you know, I don't know. The Fed didn't give a very clear signal, and that's, I guess, the problem here. Was kind of, we're all guessing. What did they mean? How soon will they taper? When will they taper? And that debate will go on and on and on. But, you know, when you step back, we're still at or near 100-year lows in interest rates. We're not going to be there much longer.
Probably not. And, you know, Timothy Geithner says that it's going to take 5 years to unwind this thing. So just because they taper doesn't mean that they're selling all of their securities. It's still a great time to refinance. And if you want to get into one of those jumbo mortgages, boy, they're coming back down to earth. They're coming back down to near 4%.
All right. Give Craig Brock a call, because who knows? Lord knows a year from now where we'll be. Where can we reach you, Craig?
It's toll-free. It's 855-900-EASY, 855-900-3279.
All right, and I am pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.